The last right whales appear to have left Cape Cod Bay for the year, and it was a remarkable season in many respects. Joining me to talk about it this morning, our science editor, Dr. Heather Goldstone in Woods Hole. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Bob.
Why is Cape Cod Bay such a hot spot for right whales?
Well, it's probably something having to do with the general shape and oceanography of Cape Cod Bay. It's a very important midwinter feeding ground, and it's really unique both in terms of the shape of the bay and what's going on there, but also in terms of how the animals use it. They're coming in basically for these plankton blooms that kind of get trapped basically by the arm of Cape Cod. But it's also a very shallow bay, and so the whales are actually most of the time that they're in Cape Cod Bay, what's called skim feeding. They're right at the surface. You can actually see their open mouth at the surface, just feeding right on those plankton right at the surface. Whereas in all of their other winter feeding grounds, they'd be feeding much deeper, and that's really unique both in terms of their, you know, it's important in terms of their ability to feed really well here, but it's also been really important for scientists because it gives them really unprecedented access to the whales to have them at the surface so much of the time. And it's just because of those blooms, it's apparently a really great feeding ground for them. And we tend to get incredible concentrations of right whales. A little over a week ago, the Provincetown Center for Coastal Studies survey team sighted 113 right whales on a single day. And when you consider that there are only about 470 North Atlantic right whales in existence, that's almost a quarter of the entire population that was in Cape Cod Bay about a week and a half ago.
And we should mention the name right whale comes because it was, unfortunately, the right whale to kill, which is one of the reasons they are endangered today. The whales showed up really early this year, though, didn't they?
They did. You know, the first confirmed sighting was December 12th, but really there were some unconfirmed sightings of whales from the beaches as early as Thanksgiving this year. And typically what we would expect is to start seeing these whales around February, maybe March. April, it was really around the first to second week of April this year that those plankton blooms that they're feeding on really took off and the numbers really skyrocketed. But to have whales showing up all the way back to November and December is really quite remarkable and, of course, begs the question of why. And one possibility is rising water temperatures. Although I did speak with Stormy Mayo, who is the scientist at the Provincetown Center for Coastal Studies, who heads up their right whale survey team and has been doing this for almost three decades. And he's a little hesitant to completely pin all of this on climate change.
It is a stretch to ascribe reasons in a complex world, but there is something clearly changing, and there is clearly climate change in our Earth, and are the two directly related? As a non-scientist, I would say probably. As a with a scientific hat on, I don't dare stretch it quite that far. But I think we can say that there's something unusual happening.
Now, as many people may or may not know, the people at the Center for Coastal Studies actually know these whales by name. They've named them over the years, and there's one called Wart. What about Wart and her calf? They were in the news earlier this winter, but we haven't heard much recently.
Well, you know, Stormy and I had a good laugh about Wart's name and the fact that luckily she doesn't care what her name is because it's not terribly flattering, but they tend to give these animals names based on their physical attributes. And she apparently has, they have what's called a callosity pattern, the bumps kind of on the tops of their heads. And she has a bare spot in the middle of that that I guess reminded them of Wart, and that's how she got her rather unfortunate name. But she's really a remarkable whale. I think she should have a movie, maybe with a different name for the movie. But she was really a star in terms of her reproductive history. Right whales have suffered from low reproductive rates for reasons that are not fully understood. But Wart was really bucking that trend. She'd been reproducing in almost every three years up until 2008. When she got entangled in some fishing gear, and she was entangled for 3 years. It took them 3 years and multiple attempts to finally be able to cut her free of all of the lines that she'd been dragging around for 3 years. And then she kind of fell off the radar. She wasn't seen again until all of a sudden she showed up in January in Cape Cod Bay with a brand new baby. And that's remarkable for a couple of reasons. First of all, it was good news to see Wart, but usually there's never been a sighting of a calf in Cape Cod Bay this early. Wow. All of the calves are born off the coast of Florida and Georgia. around that same time, around December and January, but much further south, and they don't come up here until the water gets warmer in April. So there was a lot of interest and a lot of concern in this mother-calf pair because wart had resurfaced, but with this very oddly timed, oddly placed calf. And then they disappeared again at the end of January and weren't seen again until just last week on May 1st. They were finally sighted again in Cape Cod Bay. They confirmed that they seemed to be okay. So whatever weirdness got them started on this season very early, they seem to have made it all right until now.
Well, is the right whale season over now?
Well, technically, the survey season doesn't end until May 15th, until next week, but they haven't seen any right whales in Cape Cod Bay for a number of days, and the Provincetown Center for Coastal Studies did post on Facebook, I believe that was yesterday or the day before, the right whales are gone. They're now turning their attention to the humpback whales and the finbacks and everything else that's coming in for the summer season.
Well, I understand that the right whale research is now endangered by some federal budget cuts.
Yeah, you know, we should say this is survey work that has been going on for almost three decades. I think it's 27 years. They do both boat surveys and aerial surveys. That's how they know how many whales there are and what their names are. They've been cataloging all of these different whales. They also have been looking at what they're eating, what their behaviors are. The survey work has provided numerous really unique and invaluable insights into right whale behavior and ecology. But unfortunately, this could be the end of it because of budget cuts under the sequester. They're not sure that they'll be able to continue the survey program beyond next week. And Stormy Mayo says that's not just a tragedy for him and his team.
It could be the last surveys, yes, both for my vessel and aircraft team. And that would be not only a tragedy for those of us who are interested in them, but probably for the right whales themselves.
Stormy really says that the future of right whales could be determined in Cape Cod Bay, and a lot of that hinges on having scientists continuing to study them.
Well, thank you so much, the remarkable Dr. Charles Stormy Mayo of Provincetown, the man who actually began disentangling whales from all those fishing lines many years ago. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
My pleasure.
Dr. Heather Goldstone, our science editor, reporting in from Woods Hole this morning.